Have you ever found yourself being used, taken advantage of, or abused by people, organizations, or even ministries when it comes to your gifting? Do you experience people literally trying to copy your concepts and ideas, or even dare to mimic your business? Go Creator Go talks with speaker, teacher, preacher, and author, Minister Tawana Wright, on this secret taboo that many creatives experience but goes unspoken about. I'm Antoine Bean, and this is Go Creator Go. Let's do it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Go Creator Go. I am Antoine Bean, and I'm just happy that you guys are here. Thank you so much for another episode, and we've been getting a lot of feedback and a lot of great response from everything that's going on with the show and these amazing guests that have been here with us. Thank God for them, and thank God for you for coming in and joining us here on Go Creator Go. As you heard in the introduction, it's a real thing. People get used and abused when it comes to their gifting, and people get taken advantage of when it comes to that. And unfortunately, a lot of creatives, they walk away from ministry because of this. And I've actually been I hate to use the word victim, but I've been subjected to this treatment, unfortunately. And it's something that I really believe that a lot of creative people in ministries, and even not just with ministries, in the workplace, this actually happens to. I'm with someone that I really hold very special to me, and I have a lot of respect for in this area, particularly because she's a person that has a gift of reaching people at their core of their hearts and counseling them. She definitely has a gift of counsel. She is an author. She is a speaker. She is a teacher. She is a preacher. She is a Bible machine, this woman. And she's really, really awesome. And I'm really blessed to call her my friend. So I would like to welcome Minister Tawana Wright to Go Creator Go. Hello. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
It is so good to see you at last here at the show. I've been trying to get Minister Tawana here on the show since the idea came up. She's a very busy lady. And she not only has her ministry, she actually is forming a school, in which we're going to talk about that a little later on in the program. And she actually is working on, if you've seen her on Facebook Live, she's always on Facebook Live. She's got a YouTube channel. She's doing Twitter. She's doing Pinterest. She's doing Facebook. She's everywhere, social media. And part of the gifting that she has, like I said, is the gift of counsel. And we had a really deep conversation about this.
Yes, we did.
The night that we decided to set the date for this recording, to record this. And there was some revelation that she gave me that I didn't even realize about this subject, which made me say immediately, I need to have you on the show. And so she immediately was like, yeah, sure. Okay. So we could do it. I got my schedules open on this day. I'm like, great, let's do it. So here we are. And I cannot wait to get into this. I'm just going to dive right into it because we got a lot to unpack here. So what is the, in your opinion, when it comes to, and we'll just use church as an example because we both say, folks, I've experienced it. I'm not sure if you have, but I've experienced this literally more than once, of having your gifting taken advantage of, but at the same time having your heart taken advantage of. There is a line, and this is something that I believe all creatives need to learn.
Yes.
And there's a line between business and there's a line between ministry.
Yes.
And there's a line between giftings and there's a line between usury. you know? And what I mean by that is that there are some people, unfortunately, in their mind, they literally want to take advantage of your gift. They want your stuff for free and they have no intention at all of compensating you for it. It's not even in their mind to do it. In their mind, you should do this. You should feel obligated to do this for us.
Right.
And in so many words, that has actually been said to me. I'm telling you, it's crazy. But that has actually happened. If I could tell you some of the things that I've experienced working with ministries in creativity and some of the things that have been literally told to me, I've had pastors, pastoral leaders, and please hear my heart. I'm not putting my mouth on pastoral leaders. These are experiences that I've actually witnessed and happened to me. I've done stuff for church leaders, and they tell me they're not, you know, there's no compensation for this. And then they will literally stand in their own pulpit and brag about how much money they have and how God has blessed them. In less than 24 hours.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. Like while I'm actually doing this service for free for them, they told me that they couldn't afford. They literally preach that God has blessed me. I ain't hurting for no money. You know, I got money.
Wow.
I got plenty of it. You know, I can't make this up.
But they can't compensate you for it.
No. Absolutely not. And it's not that they wouldn't, not that they couldn't, they wouldn't. And it grieved my heart so bad, you know, And to this day, that leader has no idea. I've never said anything about it. I just bowed out gracefully from doing that.
Yeah.
But to this day, that this leader has no idea that I even caught that. You know, I never confronted him about it. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's something that as I talk to other ministry gifts in the body, creatives,
mm-hmm.
I've heard this before. You know, I've heard that, you know, yeah, man, you don't want to do nothing for the church because they're trying to get something for free. You know, they always try to get something for free. And then in another experience, I've actually had pastors do consultations with me.
Wow.
And I would I had this thing in early in my career, with Triumph Media Works. I would come out and assess their media ministry and take a look at it and just like, look, this is what it is. And I would tell them, this is a free consultation. No problem. I understand. It's my blessing to you in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But what they would do is they would quote unquote have these pick your brain sessions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they would call me and they would say, oh, you know what, Antoine, we just want to pick your brain a minute and X, Y, Z. I said, well, you know, with all due respect, there's a fee to pick my brain. I have, unless you want to do business, that's where the free consultation comes in. This isn't just me coming to your church and then just pouring out what you need. And then you're like, okay, thanks for coming out. And then you go. And then next thing you know, you got your nephew in there. And you just give your nephew, you know, a couple of cheese sandwiches and you get the equipment and then you got scot-free information, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like I would come out there and, you know, thinking that this would be legit and, you know, I'm going to get compensated for this, you know, and then they turn around and they would take that information and then they would literally build their media ministry from it and I wouldn't hear from them. And then they were like, well, we decided to go another direction. When I called and followed up, you know, I was like, well, do you know, what's the next step? You want to take the next step with us? And he's like, no, we decided to go another way. And the next thing you know, you see them on TV and they're implementing
everything
in the free consultation
yeah.
that I told them, you know, out of good faith, out of, you know, thinking that they had good character. And, you know, some people, some production companies and stuff like that would look at that and say, well, that's just the chance you take. But, you know, the Bible says that teachers are held in a higher standard than mm-hmm. everyone else. We'll be held more accountable
for the things you do.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So not to overtalk the intro here, but you know, because I'm really passionate about this particular subject, not because it's happened to me, but I see it currently happening to creatives everywhere and people I talk to. Is this something that you run into?
Of course, it's something that I run into. Not only is it something that I run into in particular, but I believe that every creative in every industry and every faucet runs into the manipulation tactics. They run into, you know, the giving and using of their gifts and their talents. And with the understanding that in the long run, they're going to be compensated for it. And what I believe that the secret taboo to it is that it's lack of understanding.
Yes.
Lack of wisdom.
Come on.
And lack of knowledge. They have not taken the time to do the proper research that they need for the industry that they want to go into as a creative.
Okay. That sounds, I mean, and that's definitely fair, especially for new up and coming creators that want to break into doing this for ministry, which is, you know, it's wide open now, considering that so many ministries are now virtual. You know, it's actually probably a shortage of creative people available now, considering that, you know, because we're talking like maybe about 7 years ago that my story, my situations, you know, like 7 or 8 years ago, probably a little less than that. But now it's, I mean, every church has to be virtual now. So you literally have to have 4 or 5 creatives on deck in your church ready to go. I mean, and good ones, not just people that are haphazardly pointing a camera and filming. These are people that really need to know what they're doing. So What about the ministries themselves? Do you feel that when you run into this, is it a situation where they're being taken advantage of purposely, or do you think they're just, like you said, not lack of knowledge, and they just don't know, and so if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile kind of situation?
I think it's both.
Okay.
I think it's both, and the reason why I say that is because no man is an island, right?
Yeah.
And so every ministry and every church organization does not function off one creative gift alone.
Okay.
They know that they need more.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You need musicians. You need singers. Yeah. You need sound guy. You need graphic designers.
Right.
You need, it's so many different aspects of the creatives that you need. And they understand that. So with them understanding that, the creative needs to understand, hey, I'm walking into a city, literally. When you walk into a church,
that's true.
You're walking into
the
city of David.
Right.
Right.
Come on.
And there are different tribes within that tribe.
Right.
And you have to understand that my gift and my call and what God has blessed me with is on high demand.
Mm.
Now, how can I steward that?
That's
and
good.
How can I be a blessing to the body? So my second thing, the second secret to the taboo is mismanaged zeal. It takes me back to the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 1-2. He said, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Come on.
He said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
Yes.
The zeal is good, but they don't understand what they're doing.
Right.
They don't understand what they have.
Ooh, that's good.
And they don't understand what it is in a city like this.
Yes.
The city being your church or your organization or the industry of what they're called to impact.
Right. And that's very much like, that reminds me a lot of Jehu too. He had a zeal for the Lord to erase Baal worship in Israel. But the problem was he was so busy being God's instrument. He was not he did not take time to become God's servant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's another thing too, that creatives, the wall that we hit in ministries, especially ministries that we come into this to do our gifting for, because most of the time when we do this, we're not members of that church.
Right.
That's true. We become members of the ministry. We become part of the family, quote unquote, as it were. So yeah, we become instruments, but we don't become servants. And so when you have a servant's heart, you look at the approaches is very different.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. How you just join a church, it's almost like a package deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most churches are very happy when a family comes to, because you don't get the mother, the father, the children, the aunties, the uncle. You got a whole city that's joining your church within a city.
Wow.
So if you're a creative and you join a church, look at all of the gifts and the talent and the anointing in this one person that's coming to be a part of this local body.
Wow.
And so they see it as it's a package deal. We get all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a blessing, but that creative needs to understand how to properly steward it.
Right.
And that responsibility doesn't fall on the organization.
Mm-hmm.
It falls on that creative.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So they have to manage it well.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, there are a couple out there that will try to, you know, excuse my French, but they will try to pimp it. They will try to pimp that gift.
Of course.
They are going to do that. What would you say is a way to kind of prevent that? Kind of, I don't know. Like for me, there are certain tests that I do with everybody, not mm-hmm. just church folks, but like even when in the secular world, when I do consultations for them, because everybody's trying to get something for free as much as they can, or at least the lowest deal possible. They're at least trying to get as much as they can for as little pay
as possible.
Come on. They trying their best to do it.
Yeah.
And so, I always do this thing where I will say, this is how much I charge. Like I just tell them my rate, like right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first thing they want to know anyway is, well, how much is this? How much is this going to cost? So the first thing I would say, I would do and usually it's a starting price.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, well, this is how much it is to start, because I've done it long enough to where I can kind of assess it.
Yeah.
Once I, you know, hear a couple of bullet points of what they need, or just come in and take a look, I can say, well, this is kind of a round figure of X.
Yeah.
And so once I see that, then I look at them and I'll immediately know, you know, mm-hmm. well, this is how it is. But when I first started, though, you know, the first thing that I would, when they asked that, I said, well, I need to come down and take a look. I need to, because I wanted to assess it myself and I wanted to be sure, because I came in with a pure heart, really.
Yeah.
I came in thinking like, well, how can I be the best? How can I help them? You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's another thing. People can't think about. You're not thinking about helping the ministry. You're
mm-hmm.
thinking about advancing.
Advance. Wow. You know? That's good.
Yeah. That's how you got to think about advancing them. So how is it that I can do as little as possible to advance them to where it doesn't cost them as much?
Yeah.
That was my mind. It's constantly my mindset.
Yeah.
I never come into it thinking about money. I never do that. But a lot of times these individuals, they come in and they say, well, I definitely want to compensate you for this, you know, because
mm-hmm.
that's why I said that there's a difference between knowing seed and knowing, you know, that we have an agreement here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's sometimes that God will speak to me as I'm doing this and say, you need to sow this part into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to just, you know, sow this in. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. I have no problem with doing that.
Wow.
If that's what the Lord is saying, then that's what it is.
And I wanted to add that with creatives, I believe that it's inevitable that at some point during their career or the lifespan of their creativity, that they will be manipulated and possibly taken advantage of.
Right.
I think it's inevitable that it's going to happen. But if you get as much wisdom on the topic and the industry and as much knowledge as you can minimize it to the less degree possible that you'll be manipulated. Because creatives are high demand.
That's right, especially now, and also I say this, that kind of mirrors something that that we talked about the other night. That basically, the more you know, the least advantage they can take advantage of you.
Right.
So if you're knowledgeable and you literally are an expert in what you do, and you're not a novice in business,
mm-hmm.
and you're not a novice, well, it's clear that you're not a novice in your gift. But it's the business side that kind of catches us as creative slipping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we don't have our paperwork together. We don't always have a lot of us don't even have business plans in motion. A lot of us don't have business licenses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we renegade and getting paid through Cash App and not a legit payroll. You know, we're not, you know what I'm saying? We're not filling out proper tax forms. We're not paying taxes on some of the stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you operate as a business and you master that understanding as a business, 9 times out of 10 companies or people or organizations won't be so quick to try to, you know, get you to their advantage if you have everything that you need, you know, especially if you, if you're covered under like an LLC, or, you know, if you're part of some kind of union or things like that.
But then you got the freelancers.
Right.
And that's the thing that really freelancers sometimes are, there's some advantages to it and there's some disadvantages to being a freelancer, a freelance writer, or a freelance, whatever it is that you do. There are some advantages and disadvantages. And I do want to make it clear that it's on both sides. You can be manipulated and taken advantage of with intention, and you can be manipulated and taken advantage of without intention. Because some people, particularly in the church, they got traditional old fables and traditional, you know, mindsets that says, hey, this is for the work of the ministry, the kingdom of God, yeah, and you want to give your services.
Yeah.
So the tradition out of it, they don't intend to, they don't mean to, but the creative have to be as wise as possible, as knowledgeable as possible, and gain an understanding about what's going on in their community,
right,
in their community.
Right. Right. So it's just like what the Bible says about being wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove.
Yeah.
You know, exactly.
And know those that labor among you, the Bible says.
Yeah.
Now understand who you're dealing with, the type of people you're dealing with.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's true. That's very true. So with that said, we jump right in. We didn't get a chance to really talk about your story. So you are an author, a teacher, a writer, of course, a mentor, and you're starting a school later on, a ministry school. We'll talk about that later on. And how did this all start, though? Like, how did this begin in ministry for you?
Well, I started preaching when I was 17 years old.
Wow.
But when I was 19,
okay,
I was asked to preach this sermon, and my pastor literally gave me the sermon title. It was called The Peace Ordained by God.
Okay.
And I preached this sermon, and after service was over, a young man walked up to me, shook my hand, and said, some of the stuff you say, you ought to package it up. And from that point, I was fueled to write.
That's amazing.
I released my first book in 2010 called The Peace Ordained by God.
Wow.
And the second book, 2012, Streams of Healing and Prosperity. And my most recent release, Free. I released that last year, 2019.
Now that one, my wife has that one sitting on our coffee table right next to Apostle Stevenson, Matthew Stevenson's book, and Apostle Eckhart's book. So you squeeze between two generals.
Need them both. Awesome.
So tell us about that book, because that, my wife was very adamant about getting that book. So what is it about this book that you really feel a passion about, and it being your latest release? Tell us about that.
Free, I was really going through a hard time, and I was at a point in my life where I felt I needed deliverance, but I wasn't in a place of deliverance.
Wow.
And the Spirit of the Lord would have it that He moved me all the way from Virginia to Memphis, Tennessee.
Right.
Into a hub of deliverance.
Oh yeah.
And not only did I get delivered, but I got activated and began to administer deliverance to others.
Yes.
And so I write about my chains that I was in. I wrote about it in my book Free, about how I got free from depression, anxiety,
right. Okay.
And, you know, just, you know, demonic strongholds that was trying to hold me down, keep me down in life. I wrote about how God broke me free. I put it in that book.
That's amazing. Now they can pick it up again. How?
They can pick it up. It's on Amazon.com. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. And they can also check it out on TWrightsBooks.com.
Okay. Awesome. 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 So we're going to take a quick break, really quick. And when we come back, I know that you and I talked the other night about this, about the must-haves that creative people need to carry with them, so they can make sure that they have the confidence and assurance too, because part of the reason why creative people get taken advantage of is because they lack confidence. They lack assurance in being able to carry their gift in business, being able to carry their gift in ministry even. And even the judging by the opinions of other people, et cetera, and, you know, low self-esteem issues and the like. So, of course, that all ties in with deliverance.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that when we get back. I'm Antoine Bean. This is Go Creator Go. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. And my guest in the studio on today is Minister Tawana Wright. And she's an author, a speaker, a teacher, and an amazing individual. I am so glad that you are here with us, Minister Tawana, and a deliverance, a mastery of deliverance, thanks to her new book, Free, which is available right now online, wherever books are sold. And we were talking about creatives being taken advantage of and how to avoid these situations and abuse. But before we talk about the things that they need to have to prevent them, what would you say are the roots of how this hurts and affects creatives so strongly? Because abuse is something that is really serious.
Yes, it is.
Emotional abuse, really. And some creatives or some people, whenever things like that happens to them, it's hard for them to bounce back, if at all. Some of them don't bounce back at all. I remember even being in, before I was saved for real in 2008 and really gave my life and my gift to Christ, I remember distinctively being taken advantage of in the secular arena, and which resulted in me losing my job and losing my, you know, not losing my gift, but losing the ability to operate in it. Mm-hmm. And falling into this serious depression for a few years. And it really took a toll on me at that time, in that season in my life. And the only thing that really could bring me out of that darkness was Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Which was how I got saved. You know, mm-hmm. it led to those were the birth pangs, as the Bible says, that led me to my return to Christ. Mm-hmm. But everybody's not so fortunate. You know, there are a lot of people, you know, that fall under the victim of suicide, drug abuse, you know, self-degradation, fornication, you know, things like that, even self-mutilation, mm-hmm. and even abuse of other people. Mm-hmm. What would you say is, something that as creative people or as believers that we need to be believing God for, or the signs of seeing in these people, what we can do to help these individuals or even have our hearts and ears open to receive them?
One of the things that I think they need is community.
Yeah.
They don't have a community of people with their like-mindedness or being in a company of people that share in their creativity.
Yeah.
That share the burden and share the pain and that can share some of those experiences.
That's right.
That's one thing. Okay. And then the second thing is a lot of creatives, we talk about spiritual fathers and mentors and coaches, but there is a lack.
Oh, man, serious.
It's almost like a lack of supervision.
Yep.
When it comes to creativity. There's a lack of mentors,
right.
Lack of coaches, lack of, you know, just fathers and models. So as creatives, one of the hardest things to get over is you got this vision in your head that you haven't seen put to flesh yet. And you can't find the model because the dream is inside you and you are the model.
That's true.
And so what I would say that creative needs is inspiration.
Yeah.
Now, where does inspiration come from?
That was my next question. Listen,
I'm so excited to answer that question about where does inspiration come from?
Yes.
Some people are inspired by others.
Yeah.
Some people are inspired by, and I can use some late greats. You know, I could say if I was a singer, I'd say, oh, I was inspired by Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was inspired by, you know, Ray Charles.
Oh, for sure.
That's an old one, right?
Yeah.
I was inspired by some of these people, but for me, my inspiration, literally, I had mentors that never knew I existed. They mentored me from afar.
Right.
I read a lot of books.
Oh, sure.
I Googled a lot of names.
Yeah.
I stayed on YouTube.
Yeah, watching sermons. I was about to say that.
Yeah. Watching sermons, sermon preparation. And those things became my mentors.
That's
because
good.
I did not have it. Personally, I never had anyone to invest the time
right.
that I felt I needed. Yeah. And that was the biggest thing that discouraged me the most.
I also, and that's a great point, which goes into what I was about to say earlier, which is I also believe that part of the reason why this happens is because there's no discipleship.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's and good. Discipleship to me is the key factor to building people, in my opinion. You know, I mean, first of all, it's the last command of Christ.
Yes.
You know, it's the last command of him in the flesh on earth before he ascended to heaven. It was go make disciples, you know, mm-hmm. and part of making disciples is disciples. I believe disciples in the marketplace, disciples in ministry, disciples in creativity, disciples in psalmists, disciples in even in serving in ministry in the church, the Levitical order type stuff, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. I honestly believe that. I really, really believe that, that discipleship is really the one of the missing links, as it were.
Of course. You know, and that's what makes Go Creator Go and this entire podcast so powerful and relevant.
Praise God.
It makes it extremely relevant because who literally tells only in the world, they'll tell you, go and be all you can be.
Oh, yeah.
What was that saying for the army?
Yeah,
be all you can be in the army.
Yeah, yeah, that's
but
right.
But sometimes in the church, and it's just not a badge, we tell them to sit down and wait.
Wow.
Sit down and wait your time. That's You're not
true.
Ready.
That's true.
But
that's
you will true. Never hear them say that to some of the greats in the secular
right.
arena.
That's right. That's right. There's no deployment.
Right.
There's no deployment. If you want to stay in the military vein, which by the way, Mr. Tawana is a veteran.
Yes.
Thank you for serving.
Thank you.
But yeah, but that there's no deployment by the church. They're literally locking people in ministries and throwing away the key. They're just sit there, permanent pew members and fixtures there.
Of course.
You know.
Of course. Working on somebody else's vision, somebody else's dream,
right.
who negates the fact that you are a dream inside of a dream.
Wow.
A vision inside of a vision.
My God.
So if this is your vision, but you've also brought another visionary in to be connected to your vision.
That's true.
And we have to understand it. And that Prophet Bean will keep Go Creator Go so relevant.
Amen.
The discipleship and the getting young people, hey, you write? Do you sing? Are you a musician?
That's right.
Do you do this? It keeps it so relevant.
Yeah.
And creatives need that type of pour.
Oh, absolutely. I cannot tell you how, even especially in the beginning of my walk with Christ, it was so difficult to find even ministries that even address the issue of creativity. Even talk to creatives directly, you know, and that's one reason why I was so burdened to really get this thing going, because there are people who talk about creatives, but it's more on the lines of, you know, more like let's do this conference or let's do this, you know, let's have this class where you pay this and, you know, you can come and we'll just minister to you for a hour or so and then we're gone, you know, but it's not a continuous kind of situation, or it's a situation where they want to get a feel of kind of harvesting mm-hmm. those creatives out there that come to them, and they can kind of cherry pick who they want and then kind of bring them into their fold. And then, you know, it helps their ministry. And then, you know, that's,
right.
that's
pretty
much
benefit.
Right. Right. And that's pretty much it.
One of the things that I would say a creative need, and this will be the battle cry of every creative, is inspiration from God.
Yes.
And how do you get that? The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Yeah, God breathed.
God breathed.
Yeah.
And that lets you know that God will give you inspiration
yes.
himself. So
yes.
if you don't have a coach, if you don't have a model,
come on.
If you don't have a mentor, there's always God.
Yes.
And I like to tell people, I believe I have a supernatural engine on the inside of me that wakes me up every morning and say, get the building, get to working.
Wow.
It's supernatural.
Yes.
And the Bible literally backs it up. It says all scripture is given. And that's the reason why I write so many books. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And guess what? It is profitable.
Yes.
So that lets me know that I could profit
yes.
off of
yes.
this inspiration from
That's
God.
Right. And not just all financial either. You can prosper spiritually as well.
Spiritually. Yeah. It's profitable. So I believe that every creative need that, because there's going to come a day when you're going to feel empty handed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yep. And that inspiration, God will literally fuel you. That's how I stay fueled.
And I know another thing for me that I have to take into account is communication. Being able to speak up front about the things that I'm trying to accomplish and what my intention is. And solid communication with not only the people that I'm doing work with, but also being honest with myself. You know, before I walk in here, I need to say to myself, these are the terms that I need to set. Mm-hmm. These are the terms that I need to bring with me. I don't need to come in there with literally open hearted to say, I'm willing to take it all, because there's just some things that you want to keep to yourself and you don't want to release that because, well, for one thing, you don't want to leave offended or hurt. And you definitely don't want to leave the wrong way.
Right.
You want to do things in decency and in order.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, understanding that there are people out there that could take advantage of this. I need to be careful. Everybody's not warranted to hear my idea.
That's good.
Everybody's not warranted to receive my idea either. Mm-hmm. I can't expect everybody to just jump on it just because I come up with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I got to keep some ideas close to the chest because there are people out there who will try to take it.
Yeah.
Because when I first started in business, you know, it was really interesting because nobody would tell me anything, you know, any kind of information that I needed. You know, well, how did you get started, or what do I need to do to begin? Nobody had an answer for me. And but mind you, this was before I got saved. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the best thing I would say is communicate in prayer, you know, mm-hmm. with the Lord. Bring literally like the Chandler Moore song, take it to the Lord in prayer.
Right,
and take it to him and literally listen, and he will raise up either someone to be there for us, or he will download the knowledge into us, and give us what we need for sure.
One of the things I think creatives need is safe spaces.
Oh, man.
They need safe spaces for development.
Yeah.
The moment a creative discovers that they have a talent, or they have a gift, or they are anointed in a particular area, now they need a space to develop this creativity. And many times it's in the development stage that the taking advantage happens. Because how can I say this? When you're developing, and this is the example that I gave a friend before, no one is willing to compensate you on a professional level for basement products.
Wow.
And you have, and that's why I said at the beginning of the podcast that it's inevitable that you're going to be used at some point, but it goes both ways because you're still developing. So you haven't perfected or matured your craft. So somebody's taking a chance on you.
That's true.
So there's a responsibility with the creative, and much of that disappointment happens in the developing stage grow in your gift.
That's true.
And by the time you reach your peak, you should have gained enough wisdom, gained enough knowledge on the industry of your craft and where you're going to create a better vision for your future.
That's true. And also that is, as far as biblically, we don't want to abuse the favor.
Yeah.
You don't want to abuse mm-hmm. the favor or cancel the witness either.
No.
Because what if it's someone that is not saved, but they know you are?
Right.
And this could be a way for you to minister to this person through let your light shine before men, that way they may see your good works and give God the glory in heaven. I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, you don't want to cancel that witness. So mm-hmm. you don't want to abuse the favor, because there's some people that, like, it's just something about you. You know, you don't have the best equipment, but it's just something about you. You do good work. You're not as good as some of these other folks. And then in some cases, you may be even more expensive than your competition. You know, it's like, man, you're a little pricey, but man, it's just something about you, man. I'm gonna go this way and I'm gonna work with you. And you don't want to abuse that favor. So no. Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I've had that experience.
Really?
Of course, even in the church. And with leaders, you have to be careful because you don't want to dim the light mm-hmm. or the respect for leadership.
All right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember when I first graduated seminary. I get my master's degree and I'm excited.
Okay.
I got a master's degree in divinity and I'm very excited. And guess what? A leader was writing a book. And they said, well, hey, come help me. And I was so eager just to be a part of it, yeah. Just to show my creativity, just to show, hey, I can write. You know, I know I can put words together. I can articulate well. I can write. Let me write. I was so eager.
Right.
And did I get compensated for what I should have been compensated? Of course not.
Thank you for serving the ministry.
right. The Lord is going to bless you way more than I can. And you just got to take it. How do you process that
right.
as a young creative
yeah.
getting into your craft?
Yeah.
You just got to stay God inspired.
Yeah.
Because with men will fail you every time.
Every time.
God will not allow them to, because you can't create an idol.
That's true.
And your money can't be an idol and your gift can't be an
That's
idol.
That's true.
You know how many times I had to fall out of love with the gift and say, God, I am more in love with you than I am with ministry.
Yeah.
I am more in love with you than I am with my ability to write.
Come on.
And my relationship with God comes first, then everything else.
Yeah, that's something else, man. It just blows me away, you know, when I hear people, because you think sometimes when you deal with that, it's like, oh man, am I the only one? But other, you just see all these, you meet all these people and they're like, no, you ain't the only one. Mm-hmm. You're not it. It's happened to me too, you know, literally. So, wow, that's amazing. So how did you get over that? Was it a situation where you were like, well, I just take an L on that and I keep it moving? Or was that a season where you literally had to like, you know, okay, let me back up a little bit, and you were kind of emotionally compromised?
I was emotionally compromised. I felt like I had writer's block for a long time after that happened. I felt like I had writer's block and I had to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing with overcoming. Who do you talk to?
Yeah.
Especially when it happens in a place like, we are a church community.
Right.
Who do you talk to?
Right.
The moment you open your mouth, you feel like you're bashing ministry.
Yeah.
You feel like you're bashing leadership.
That's right.
So you got to kind of take it to the Lord in prayer type of thing.
Yeah.
Because if you open up, you don't want it to come out wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
And you don't want to vent to the wrong person who can't handle, they're not mature enough to handle your story.
That's it. Wow.
And that happens with creatives. They're not mature enough to handle your story
yeah.
and how you got over and how you got through certain things.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? And everybody has a story of where they come from. It's not peaches and cream for everybody.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know, my mom didn't put a $5,000 in my account and say, hey, go publish your book, baby. I wish that happened to me.
Yeah.
I had to get that money some kind of way, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. And, you know, and then too, I think the biggest hurt is that it's under the guise of ministry. Like, we trust you. Like, I literally trust you with my spiritual journey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would not think that you would take advantage of my gift. I would never think that, you know, because I you know, you're a pastor, you're a leader, you're an elder, you're a bishop, you know, I would never think that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the idea is that, and so, you know, you also have to look at it too, like, man, I got to swallow that. I can't, you know, who do I go to? What do I say? You know what I'm saying? There's no human resource department in ministry.
No. There's some losses that you will take.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to take it for the benefit of the body of Christ at large.
Yeah, that's true.
And now they get over on that sometimes. Mm-hmm. They drive it till the wheels fall off. But you know that there are some things that, hey, I got to hold this
right.
and let God deal with it.
Yeah.
It's not, if I open my mouth and say this, it could damage a lot of authenticity
right.
and a lot of people who are hinging on, and they have a certain perspective of either the church at large or leaders.
Yeah.
As creatives, if we're in a place of ministry and we get burnt, you can't go to the world and jump on their bandwagon because they don't believe already.
No, that's right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
So you'll taint what you're trying to do and then invite them. You can't say, hey, I got used in this church, but I want you to come with me on Sunday.
Yeah, that's
it
right.
doesn't mesh well.
That's right. It don't do right. It don't do right.
They're not going to follow you. They're like, they're using you.
That's true. And I think that leads me to what the other must have that we talked about the other night is that we got to love these people. You know, you got to forgive them and love them. You know, Jesus said, how many times should you forgive your brother? You know,
Yeah.
No matter how much, how many times, 77 times seven, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. yeah. If he falls, you know, and he, if he falls once, if he does you wrong and he comes back and says, I repent, you got to let it go, man.
You got to let it go.
And to be honest with you, you know, it's just like what, you know, the Lord says is that, revenge is mine. I will repay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody can do it better than God when it comes to recompense. Nobody can.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not, that shouldn't be the reason why you let it go. You should let it go because you, you know, you just genuinely just love God and forgive them, you know. Because of course, you know, revenge is like basically drinking poison and thinking the person that's going to, is that person's going to die.
Yeah.
You're drinking the poison.
And you know? Drinking it.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So it's just, you know, we got to literally love the hell out of the situation.
Yeah.
You know, because it would be as I remember the proverb says that it would be like dropping hot coals on someone's head when
someone's
you love
head.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe that builds perseverance and stamina in your ministry and in your art and creativity.
Yeah.
When you are able to do that, God doesn't, I often say this, that God doesn't need you to make him look good, but God, the glory of the Lord shines best when you hold it. You end up, you make him look good. Yeah. And God blesses you for that. When you can go through a rough season or a rough patch and you can still stand strong and say, you know what? I'm not going to run nobody's name down. I'm not going to talk about it to somebody that may not be mature enough to handle it.
Right.
God gets glory out of that. And there's a blessing that comes out of it.
That's right. There's good character.
Blessing. Yeah.
Good character. Mm-hmm. I mean, it that goes in the end, really, it goes really about where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Samuel, when he was looking for the king of Israel, when he went to Jesse's house, mm-hmm. and he saw Abinadab, and he was like, man, this guy, look at this guy. He's good looking. He's tall. Look at this guy. And God was like, no, I didn't pick him. He's rejected. You're looking at the outside appearance, but I look at the heart of a man.
Heart. Yeah.
And everybody's not squeaky clean. You know, sometimes that we run into those situations where, you know, creative people, sometimes we have to look at ourselves. It's not always that we're being taken advantage of. Sometimes our character needs to be fixed. And sometimes we just need good old fashioned deliverance.
That's good. That's good. I believe that. That was so good. It's our character needs to, and I believe that in those rough times where you are hurt, when you are hurt with your creativity and you are hurt in ministry, those are the times where God is really ministering to you and using you so that you could be effective and be able to minister to others through your pain.
Right.
Through your pain of your creativity.
Right.
I believe that God will use that and turn your heart to build a consistent personality in you and a consistent character traits so that you could be able to minister to somebody else. This is where I was hurting at one point, but God brought me through that. A lot of creatives, if they have it all, you know, you've seen people that they had it all, you know, they had the platform, they had the money, they never thirst for anything as a creative.
Right.
But then you see some creatives that are extremely hungry just for a mentor alone, you know.
Absolutely.
And I believe that it is in those times, if you steward those moments properly, that you'll be very effective in your ministry and in whatever industry God has called you to be as a creative.
That's true. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Mr. Tawana, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For joining me today. First of all, this is an honor. And as a friend, thank you so much for coming in and giving your insight. I really, really pray that people are getting this and they receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you are, I'm telling you, Mr. Tawana is an amazing, amazing speaker and teacher. If you ever get a chance, catch her on Facebook, catch her on Instagram, catch her out there on social media. If she comes to your church, please, please, please go see her. If she's on your virtual, please go check her out. How can they find you?
They can find me on social media, Facebook. I'm on Instagram at T Writes. I'm on Facebook, Tawana Wright, and my website, twritesbooks.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Master Tawana. Throughout the Bible, we see constantly the enemy trying to counterfeit the anointing of God, whether through idolatry or attempting to silence the prophets of the Old Testament, or through false teachers and deceivers in the New Testament. These people are more than willing to do whatever it takes for their own selfish gain, even go as far as steal or even abuse God's chosen creative people. Unfortunately, many of these dishonorable people go unchecked, and on some occasions are seen as favored, blessed, and anointed because of a large following, money, or smooth, pervasive language. But the bottom line is that these people are rooted in bad character, and their season of thinking that they're winning is not going to last. The Bible says in John 3:20 that everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Let God's light of forgiveness shine bright on both you and your situation concerning them wronging you. It's important to understand that they used, stole, or copied you because you carry a gift that they don't have, creative integrity. God has blessed you mightily to create over and over and over again things that carry God's true blessing and anointing. What God has placed in you touches the heart and the soul and even the spirit of God himself. And those who follow God know his voice, and the voice of a stranger, or in this case, an imposter, they will not follow. And that imposter can't replicate what God puts in you. So forgive, heal, and keep creating, and move on. Trust me, God will deal with them. Jesus is a good father, and he defends his children. He said in Matthew 18:6, "Woe to anyone who offends even one of these little ones. It would be better if you tied a millstone around your neck and threw yourself into the bottom of the sea." And in Romans 12:19, the writer says that revenge is mine, says the Lord, I will repay. God is truth, and his light will expose what needs to be seen. Remember, as a creative, you have purpose, and God wants to make use of it, not only to be a blessing for you, but to help move his kingdom forward through you. I'm Antoine Bean, and thank you for joining us on Go Creator Go. Peace. Go Creator Go is created in the studios of Triumph Media Works Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. For more information about our studio, go to triumphmediaworks.com and follow us on Facebook at Go Creator Go and on Twitter at G Creator G and on Instagram at Go Creator Go. Be blessed.